Good morning, WMFO 91.5. This is Anything and Everything with DJ Slips and DJ Rizzo. DJ, how are you doing today?
It's great to be back. We are here, new semester. Sam's back from Spain, and this is 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taken and no giving. Just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me.
To watch him shatter, you're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Wow, that is some memories right there.
That I believe that is the first time that we have jointly played the song 9 to 5 together. Well, I just repeated myself. But we've played that song together in I believe it is 8 months since last May, is it? Maybe even the end of last April.
That is so. I know all of our loyal listeners have been marking this day on their calendar.
I mean
for 8 months.
Obviously, actually I think they looked at the Mayan calendar. And they were like, well, today is the day.
Because
February
of the
February 6th?
Mercury is in retrograde. Wait, no, that's a bad thing, isn't it?
I don't know, but they used it to determine that today at 9 a.m., this Thursday, we were going to be on the air for the first time in quite some time. But the important thing is that, you know, everyone, you know, has been wondering, like, you know, what's been going on with anything and everything.
See, the authorities are on their way to stop us.
They're here, they're saying, what is happening? There's a disturbance in the force. But, you know, they're saying, what's been different? And the thing is, I wasn't here. I just left. Here's what happened. You know, Thomas said that he didn't like my sweatpants. So I left the country.
For 6 months.
For 6 months. I took a 3-month little break in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Where I just, because I had to, you know, gain anger for just the state as a whole, and also, you know, to direct at Thomas because he didn't like my sweatpants.
That is true.
And then I was like, you know what? America is too close. I have to shoot off to a different country. And I spent three and a half months there. But I'm okay now.
So even though he's only been gone, Sam and I, for those of you who don't know, live within a 15-minute drive. Wow, something is going on.
They're really upset about us being on the air.
Wow. We've really angered some people.
We've angered some people. Or, pun alert.
Oh, no.
We're on fire.
Not a pun alert. My pants are burning.
Yeah.
Are they sweatpants or real pants? Find out at 9:45.
Woo! Okay.
Just for the record, Mercury in retrograde is very bad, apparently. Astrologers believe that during this perceived backwards motion, technology and communication could get disrupted, putting a damper on anyone's summer mood.
Hold up. Astrologists or astronomers?
Astrologers.
I'm out. I don't know about you. All right. Do you even know what your sign is? I don't know what my sign is.
Gemini.
I don't know what my sign is. September?
September.
But I mean, what are your thoughts on the astrology?
So, I think it's a fun, dumb... You are a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo?
Virgo, yeah.
You know what they say about Virgos, right? Just classic Gemini-Virgo chemistry up on the air right now.
Being a Virgo, your reserve is almost as well-developed as your sensitivity.
Oh, I'm reserved? That's good to know. I'll have to incorporate that into my new Virgo personality.
Anyway,
so you were saying that retrograde is very bad?
Retrograde is apparently bad. Gemini, you are no stranger to being called talkative.
Oh.
Oh, you embrace the outside world and are constantly striving to understand it.
Do you think you strive to understand?
You know, sometimes yes, but sometimes it's Friday night and it's 7:30 p.m. Okay. and I have an obligation at 8 and all I want to do is lie in my bed, eat popcorn and watch TV.
But maybe that's you kind of philosophizing about the world. Maybe that's your striving to understand it, you know?
Sam, we have a new song. You want to intro it real quick?
Oh, I do. Okay, here's the big thing. I heard this song very recently. It is by 5 Seconds of Summer, which I think is a boy band. I don't know. It's called She's Kinda Hot.
And that was She's Kinda Hot by 5 Seconds of Summer?
Yeah, yeah.
I believe.
I heard it yesterday for the first time in my Discover Music playlist. Now, in classic Discover Music playlist, it was a cover. It was not. I had to go searching for the actual song.
Oh, that's upsetting.
But we have some exciting news right now, which is that, you know, we don't normally get callers on the air. In fact, I would say it's rare. And, well, you know, a good friend of ours from Malden, Massachusetts has called in, Roy, and he's requested a song, DJ Rizzle King. What song has he requested?
Breaking Down the Door by Santana. So without further ado,
this is for you, Roy.
We'll be right back.
That was... Well, I already forgot the name of the song.
It was a Santana song. It was a really good song.
Thanks, it was a good song.
We'll get you the name
in a
minute.
It was Breaking Down the Door by Santana.
Well, the door's been broken down thoroughly.
Very good song. That will be on my playlist. And now it is 9:15, which for our listeners, you all know what this means. It is time for hot takes.
Hot takes.
The first hot take in 8 months.
I know, and I have to tell you, but you just said... The first hot take in 8 months, and I'm afraid my hot take is not going to live up to the hype.
Neither will mine, but okay. That's the point of hot takes.
I also just did some research on my hot take and realized that it was completely wrong, but can it be a hot take for me? Like,
As it's applicable.
All right. I don't know if it's applicable, right? I think balsa wood has no business in this society. Because, okay.
That's a hot take.
Have you used balsa wood?
Popsicle sticks.
Is that... I don't think that's balsa wood.
Isn't it?
I didn't think it was. Because popsicle sticks are hard to break. Balsa wood, like, you look at it and it just breaks, you know? And then I do some research, right? And originally I was like, hey, maybe balsa wood is, you know, manufactured somehow from a different tree. No, balsa tree, okay? So maybe we should cut them all down.
Okay.
It wouldn't be hard because it's a balsa tree. And then it says, you know, there are many, many uses, but
disadvantages of balsa wood. It is highly flammable.
Yeah.
It is not waterproof.
Yeah. It's not... What kind of wood isn't waterproof? Okay, most wood.
Most wood. Common uses of balsa wood. Buoys, rafts, surfboards, model airplanes, medical instruments.
Okay, well, you know.
Packing and transport cases.
Who needs those?
Core stock in sandwich... What does that sentence mean?
All I'm saying is all of those, including medical devices, are replaceable, and I don't need balsa wood around. That's my hot take.
Hot take.
Hot. What's your hot take?
My hot take is just slightly more bizarre.
Mm-hmm. It's more bizarre.
Cake is very easy to make, and people should eat more cake. I will explain.
Does this extend to brownies?
Yes.
Okay.
Boxed cake and brownie mix is the easiest. It is easier to make than eggs.
Is it though? Because eggs, you put in a pan, and then you put an egg in the brownie, right? So then theoretically you're making an egg, but you added other stuff, so it wouldn't be easier than making an egg.
I'm speaking hyperbolically, Sam.
Okay.
Don't nitpick my hot take.
I'm sorry. Hot take on.
Hot take. I walked into the mini mart on Boston Ave.
Mm-hmm. Great store.
And wanted some Oreos, and I was hungry, and I knew I was going to go in and get more than I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
What I did not expect to do, this was on Saturday, I didn't expect to buy cake mix and frosting, but that's what I bought. And that night, I made cake.
This is when?
Saturday night.
Oh, you know, because Sunday morning, I bought brownies and frosting.
Mm-hmm.
The frosting is key.
Frosting is always
frosting,
key.
What are your thoughts on frosted brownies? Frosting belong on brownies?
On a cold brownie, I think it makes it better.
Yeah, but don't, because I would always wait. I don't stand for that melted frosting. You know, you gotta let it cool.
Well, if I'm eating a brownie, I'll let it sit for 15 minutes after I eat it, take it out, but then it has that nice kind of glaze on top.
Oh, right. All right. Yeah, okay, hot take, people should eat more cake.
Hot take, cake is easy and people should eat more of it.
I like that because it rhymes with hot take. It's a hot take.
Eat more cake.
Exactly. I can get down with that.
Can you get behind that?
I can get behind that. Now, I do have one more question for you right now, which is, I was thinking about this on the way over.
Okay. In the 5 minutes it took you to walk to where I was.
Well, actually, you know, my roommates don't listen to this, I'm pretty sure, so I can just say it. I totally forgot to take out the trash. I didn't know trash was Wednesday night. It's my first trash duty, you know? So I walk outside and I see that there's a trash can missing because the people downstairs obviously had remembered. And I was like, oh, dear. Like, oh, no. My first job, I messed it up. But I did it in time. So
okay, good,
it took me
good,
longer.
Good.
I had a lot of time to think. And the reason this came to me is because I walked outside, and it was disgusting.
It's a gross day.
It's a horrible day. And I thought to myself, well, the weather app that I looked at didn't tell me that. It said it was going to start raining later. It didn't say there was snow on the ground. It didn't say anything.
It is currently, for all of our listeners, 37 degrees out with 86% humidity and is just going to rain and snow all day into tomorrow.
Well, my weather app didn't tell me that because I use Apple Weather.
I also use Apple Weather.
This is a long preamble to the following question. What is something that you hate, something that you abhor, that you will continue to use?
Wow, that's an interesting question.
Exactly. For me, It is the Apple weather app. I refuse to download any other weather app.
See, I have another weather app called Dark Sky, and it guess it costs $4.
Dark Sky.
But it's amazing. It gives you maps, precipitation by the
hour. You paid $4 for a weather app?
It has a radar.
Oh, wow.
Which is key.
Are you that into the weather?
You know, in one specific instance, when it is raining and I am playing golf, I like the radar.
I like that. I almost never check the weather, but today, you know,
really?
Here's the thing. I have a Hey Google. What do they call it? Google Home Mini.
You have a Hey Google.
Oh, I really hope that the radio is on in some. Hey Google. Hey Alexa.
I don't think we have enough listeners for that.
Probably not. Anyway, so I have the Hey Google, and some mornings I will Hey Google the Hey Google, and I'll ask it the weather. And every morning, my Hey Google decides that volume 9 is an appropriate level to tell me the weather. So it will be, I'll be like, you know, because it's early and I'm the first one up in the house always.
I have an Alexa, I do the same thing.
Like, hey Google. You know, I'm whispering, I don't want to wake anyone up. You know, the walls are thin. I'll be like, hey Google, what's the weather? And the Hey Google will be like, today's forecast. and then the crazy thing is when the Hey Google is loud, you can't say Hey Google to it because it can't hear you. It's too busy talking, you know? So then I'm like, Hey Google! Hey Google! Turn off!
So my house has a communal Google Home that we use for music and groceries. And I have an Alexa. So what I did at 11 p.m. on a random Saturday night was moved my Alexa to the kitchen where we keep the Google Home and said, Hey Alexa, say Hey Google. And then a loop ensued.
Did they talk?
They did talk.
Can they? I feel like you can make Alexas talk, right?
You can make Alexas talk.
I hate that. That's super, super scary.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I think my thing is going to be Alexa. I still use it, but I don't like it. Not because it's not like useful. It's very useful. But I'm scared.
It freaks me out. Here's the thing. Every time I say, Hey, Google, I'm like, whoa.
It was listening
the whole time. I know. I might unplug it. But everyone else in the house, like other people in the house, have the Hey, Google. So it's like they're listening to me anyway. Here's my final gripe with the Hey, Google, and then we can play some music, which is, you know, I won my Google Home at a basketball game. They like gave away free Google Homes.
Wow.
It was insane. And I thought I just walked away with like a $100 instrument. Okay.
So they're,
I
was like $20.
I was like, yeah, am I right? Like, look at this free thing. Saved $100. High tech, you know, like this is high tech thing I got for free. I go to Best Buy, $20.
They're
$25.
They're not expensive.
I was furious. I was like, why? You know?
It's one of those things that even if it were expensive, everybody would buy it.
Yeah, I just don't
like
use it.
AirPods.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
AirPods.
I have a saga of AirPods for you, but we'll play some music.
We'll
first.
Be back to the AirPods saga.
What do we
after?
Have coming up?
This
next.
Is Left Hand Free by Alt J.
Oh yeah, I like this song.
Shitty baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Big a battleini, mini, money, moe, and flower. You're the chosen one. I tackle these as a little more dangerous. God, light the prodigal son. Pick up at a leeny, meeny, money, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one.
That was Left Hand Free by Alt-J. This is Cobra Style by the Teddy Bears and Mad Cobra, featured in FIFA 06.
Press trigger, me no press people button. Nobody chat confuse me with some. Like only have 22 in a me some. Then I feel so forget the next 1,000 fool. Press trigger, me no press people button. Nobody chat confuse me with some. Like only have 22 in a me some. Then I feel so forget the next 1,000 fool. Anytime you ready, put now we see start war. See who love is for the top up and the
style is the bomb. Bomb the dang diggy diggy. Karumo I don't play with it. Bomb the dang diggy diggy. My style is the bomb. Bomb the dang diggy diggy. Karumo I don't play with it. Bomb the dang diggy diggy.
Go now we sit down and I watch your man a live. Watch your man a own now. Roll big. Sit down and a plan for come put man pan fridge. Remember when you dig goal that how you fit in. Certain little boy we had stop deal with. Keep say them a friend and them bad mind your friend.
My style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karumo I don't play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. My style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karumo I don't play with the bomb, the dang.
Trigger me no press people button. Nobody chat confuse me with some. Like how me have 22 in a me some. Game say them a friend and them bad mind me friend. Anytime you ready
yeah,
fool,
anytime stop.
One or two take a long speech from the
style. My style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karumo I don't play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. My style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karumo I don't play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. My style is the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karumo I don't play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. My style is the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. My style is the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karumo I don't play with the bomb, the dang.
All right, that was Cobra Style.
Yes, Cobra Style. It's featured in FIFA 06, that's where I know. And I listened to that song for the first time in, is it 2020? So it came
out.
I probably played 06 until like 09. So I probably listened to that song for the first time in a decade, like a couple weeks ago.
That's crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
That is legitimately crazy to think about. Well, I don't feel like stalling for time for 15 seconds.
I don't either.
So it is almost 9:29, which means we're really getting close to probably our second favorite segment, which is a drum roll, please, Sam. And keep that drum roll going. 3, 2, 1. It is 9:30.
Woo! We did indeed stall for 15 seconds. And that's how you stall.
Did you see how my stall was saying I didn't want to stall for 15 seconds?
Stalling brought to you by bathrooms since forever. Anyway, Thomas. You know, people may have not listened in a while, so what are we about to do?
This is our, I almost said hot takes.
That would be a cold take.
Incorrect. This is That About Sums It Up, which is where, basically, you tell a story from your week that just sums it up. It just sums up your week.
Okay. I can do that. Mine, I'm going to try to encapsulate my, as what they call the re-entry experience.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, you know, I'm taking classes. I'm a student, right? You know,
as one does.
As one does at this university. And I decide to take this math class, and I'm on the waiting list, and it's never been a problem for me to be on the waiting list. Before, I'm number one on the waiting list, and it's totally fine. And then, you know, I'm still on the waiting list for like 3 weeks, and then the professor's like, oh, I'll just add you. It's like, not a big deal. Like, whatever, I'll just add you. It's like, super fine. Don't worry about it. Add deadline passes. I'm dropped from the class because I was on the waiting list. She comes in, and she's like, oh, sorry, can't. My bad. Really messed that one up. And I was like, excuse me, madam, but I am no longer a full-time student if you do not admit me to your course. And she was like, oh, so sorry. You should figure that out. She said the words to me. She says, you should worry about that. You need to figure that out. Those words
concerning
came out concerning. Of her mouth. And she said that to me. She was like, you should worry about that. And I was like, thank you for your kind words and calming persona.
So the math department is not full of emotionally of people with EQ.
So I, high IQ, we'll see. I'm like doing all this stuff, you know, I have to email the dean, you know, there's a possibility I have this one-on-one class with her. And at every stage, I will email her and she will not respond. So I'm kind of just emailing the void. And then I go to her after every class. I'm like, hi, did you get my email? She's like, oh, I'm sure I did. It's in my inbox. And I was like, you haven't even read it, you know? So, you know, kind of this chaoticness is about summing it up. And finally the class opens up and I email her. And I say, hello, please add me. And she says, now keep in mind, this is a professor who should be able to add people, right? And she says to me, we'll see if we can figure this out. Like, it's the Da Vinci Code that she needs to crack, you know? And that about sums it up.
Wow. You would think that there would be more help from such a smart person.
Oh, dude. I mean, it boggled my mind. I was completely thrown. What sums it up for you, DJ Rizzo?
All right, get ready for a roller coaster.
Oh my gosh. I'm just strapping in.
It's not that much of a roller coaster, but it is.
Unstrapping.
I would say it's like you have to be 54 inches to ride this roller coaster.
I'll do across the lap belt.
A lap belt and the pole bar.
Okay. Did they do those both? Yeah. Do a lap belt and a pole bar?
Maybe not. A pole bar. It's a pole bar.
All right, I'm putting.
Okay. So, for those of you who have never interacted with me for more than 30 seconds and haven't found this out about me, I'm an EMT, which I never talk about, actually. Mm-hmm. It's never come up.
I've actually never heard you talk about it in the last, I don't know, 2-3 minutes.
And I was working on Tuesday night, but I had, like, the ambulance with me. I was working in, I was in my kitchen. I wasn't wearing shoes because I was
in your kitchen.
Yeah, because it's my kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I was making myself some chicken on the stove. So, I, you know, put some oil in the pan. I like to cook, so it didn't just spray the pan with olive oil. No, no, no. I put real olive oil in the pan and then swirled it around a little too aggressively. And it comes flying out of the pan.
Hot oil?
Hot oil comes flying out of the pan and it hits me on the foot.
Dude, that's a stage one attack.
I know. And my roommate hears me shout some expletive. No, no, no. The bleep comes in a second, and I'll tell you why. So here's me shout some expletive, and I'm desperately trying to, like, pull my sock away from my foot.
Ooh, okay.
So that, and then I, like, okay, so I'll hang on. So that happens. I'm recovering. My chicken is still on the stove, for the record.
Oh, no.
Then I have a radio on when I'm working, so that they can play a loud noise. A loud, note.
A tonal noise.
A tone, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that you have a call, you gotta go. Mm-hmm. I am tending to my burned foot when the tone goes off.
Oh, dear.
I have to ditch my chicken.
Oh, poor chicken.
Poor chicken.
You have to ditch your
chicken. It's also 11 p.m. at night. Why I was making chicken, I don't know.
Well, you know.
I was hungry.
Time for chicken.
Time for chicken, clearly. Go. We have one call. It's a little difficult. As we're finishing that call, the dispatch radios.
Tonal noise part two.
Tonal noise part two. My foot is still burned.
Oh, dear.
Has not been tended to. So then I get to our office at, you know, 12:30 p.m. to write up, to do my paperwork. And I'm like, you know, my foot really hurts. Oh, right. I burned it with oil.
Oh, dear.
So I take it off, and there's just skin that's just gone.
Oh, my gosh. You really did indeed burn it.
I really did indeed burn it.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
So that about sums it up.
That's like a declaration of war from your pan.
Yeah, my pan. I don't know what my pan, what I did to anger my pan so much.
Oh, the beef comes later. I just got it. That was very clever.
Thank you. I tried.
Wow, that was good.
See, here's the thing. The thing is, it's really unfortunate when I'm on duty and I'm watching TV that has curse words in it, because I'll tell you why. They beep them, and it's the same exact the noise.
What TV are you watching that bleeps curse words?
I don't know. I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
They bleep the curse words?
They bleep the bad curse words.
Oh, no. You know, the only time I ever watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine was on... It's on Netflix in Spain.
I'm sure they don't bleep it.
They do not bleep the curse words.
Yeah.
I didn't know they bleep the curse words. That's terrible.
Not the... You know, they bleep the big ones.
Yeah.
The ones that, in safe harbor hours, you cannot say.
Okay, the ones that we can't say... Can we say, we can't, there are some we can say.
There are some we can say, but we're going to, it's 9:35 on a, 9:36 on a school day, so we're going to go ahead and not say those on the air.
Well,
all right, Sam.
If the kid's not in school right now, he's probably not going for the day.
We're going to do an anything and everything classic, which is funny questions to ask your friend.
Ooh. All right, ask away.
Toilet paper, over or under?
What?
When you put the toilet paper on.
Oh.
Over.
Under.
You're wrong.
Under.
Incorrect.
Under is the obvious choice. Now, hold up. I will say it depends. For example, in my house here, normally under. In my home at home, under. But in my house here, there's the trash can is below it. And if you put it over, then it will not go into the trash can. You put it under, it kind of will. Just kind of based on the...
I disrespectfully disagree with your opinion.
How can you say over?
It's easy. First of all, it looks better.
No, it doesn't.
It just does.
I disagree.
And second of all, it tears off easier.
No!
Yes!
No! False. Here's why, okay? I will give you the following, which is that it depends. Do you push and tear, or do you pull and tear? I pull and tear, which means it's much better.
I push and tear.
You push and tear? That makes no sense. Who pushes and tears? You have to, pushing is away from you. Pulling is towards you.
It's a fluid motion. It's like a swipe.
You're doing a pull and tear.
I'm not doing a pull and tear.
Yes, a push and tear is this right here.
It's that. That's a push and tear.
If you can, oh my, for our listeners, he's doing a pull and tear.
I am not doing a pull and tear.
Unbelievable.
I think you're doing a push and tear.
I wholly disagree.
All right. Well, if you have opinions about this or any of the other questions we're going to ask, give us a call in 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO.
Yes. I mean, oh my gosh. I might have to go back to another country for this one. I mean.
All right. Well, I'm gonna fan the flames more, and I know we disagree.
No.
I know we disagree on this one.
Okay.
Quote. How do you feel about putting pineapple on pizza?
Oh my gosh. Pineapple. You know the song We Belong?
I don't know who it's by. The song that does not apply to putting pineapple on pizza?
That was about pineapple and pizza.
You're so wrong.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
It's not.
Do you like pineapple?
Yes.
Do you like pizza?
Yes.
The sum of its parts is greater than the whole.
Or less than the whole.
Actually, I don't even know. It's greater than the sum of its parts.
Mathematically, the sum of its parts is equal to the whole.
I understand that, but as we just talked about, you know, this is an EQ discussion. This is about emotions. Pineapple belongs on pizza.
All right, Sam. Do you like pepperoni?
Yes.
Do you like ice cream?
Yes.
Do you want to eat pepperoni chunks in your ice cream?
Completely different.
How is it different? You're mixing two delicious things that do not belong together.
Pepperoni, right? By your argument, pepperoni doesn't belong on pizza either. Because pizza is dairy-based with the cheese, as is ice cream.
Ice cream is a creamed dairy product.
Okay.
Pizza is cheese and bread, which needs a meat to go with it.
Who's to say that? Who's to say, like... Okay, let me ask you this. Do you ever have a salad? You like salad?
I do like salad.
You're like, no, I hate it. I mean, okay, people put strawberries in their salad.
I don't like strawberries in my salad.
You don't like strawberries? That's delicious. You don't like any fruit in your salad.
Unless it's a fruit salad.
No. I'm talking a lettuce salad.
No.
A green salad. You don't need that fruit?
I don't put fruit in my salad.
Okay, well then we inherently disagree. We're arguing about the wrong thing. We're talking about where does fruit belong.
All right, let me ask you a follow-up question.
Okay.
Why are you dumb?
You know, the great philosopher John Locke once said
that this is going to be something John Locke absolutely did not say.
He who is dissuaded by the fruit is dissuaded by life. Now, I interpret those words as follows. You are wrong. The fruit is a blooming, is reminiscent of spring and life. Why would you not want to put that on literally everything? Do you like sugar?
I do like sugar.
Fruit is sugar. So you don't like sugar. If you don't like fruit.
So I how do you spell dissuade?
I don't want to say it on the radio. I don't want a record of me being bad at spelling. I think it's D-I-S-S-U-A-D-E.
Okay, so I just Googled, he who is dissuaded.
Yes, by the fruit.
By the fruit.
Remember, this is John Locke we're talking about.
Is dissuaded by?
By life.
Life. First of all, it tries to correct by, to he who is disgusted by the fruit is disgusted by life.
I think I agree with that. You are disgusted by life. And you know what? Life
is
disgusted by you.
The first thing that comes up is dissuaded.info.
Dissuaded.info.com. I'm telling you, man.
It is a bizarre looking website.
Can I ask you, are you an intro to acting? Because John Locke, I mean, he also thought a lot about acting, right? This we know, right? And I believe another one of his quotes is, he who acts, thinks, and he who thinks, eats pineapple on pizza.
I am not sure that's the exact quote. In fact, I am pretty sure that's a made up.
I don't know him, though. I feel like I read it somewhere.
Where did you read it?
Well, you know, I'm taking also another archaeology class. Archaeology is the study of things, and things fall under the domain of John Locke. Therefore, I think I would know something, a little something,
about
John Locke. Yeah.
Let's move on to a question I don't think we're going to inherently disagree on.
Okay.
How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant?
Now,
we're tough students.
Capacity?
We do not condone elephanticide.
What capacity?
Kill.
I understand, but am I, for example,
are the chickens
alive and they're pecking at the elephant, or am I taking chickens and throwing them at the elephant?
No.
Burying the elephant under chicken weight?
The chickens are not the weapon.
Ah.
They are chickens acting of their own free will, trying to kill an elephant. I say several hundred, at very least.
I think at least 1,000.
I think probably at least 1,000.
I'm not sure there's any number of chickens that could kill an elephant. I genuinely think...
I think you might be right about...
I don't think they have it in them, is what I'm saying. Now, are we assuming that the chickens understand the goal, that is to kill the elephant?
Yes, the chickens are motivated to kill the elephant, but the elephant is fighting back. If the elephant is fighting back, I think it might be over.
I am not sure that there is the chicken beak could penetrate the elephant hide.
I think you might be right.
I think that my answer is not applicable. There is no amount of chicken that could kill an elephant. Now, if we're talking about shooting chickens out of a cannon, it depends on the cannon.
Depends on the cannon, depends on the chicken. Depends on the caliber of chicken.
I also would say depends how you put the chicken in the cannon. For example, are you putting the chicken in the cannon so it's just like a basic cannonball projectile, or are you fitting the chicken in the cannon so that its beak is pointed kind of like an arrow?
But then the question is, does it stay like that? Also, we here on Anything and Everything do not condone animal cruelty.
Do not try this at home. But if you do have thoughts, let us know.
855-915-9636. Also, you can call in and let us know
about that toothpaste. Because, God. Or not the toothpaste, the toilet paper.
The toilet paper.
My bad.
We'll talk about toothpaste
later. Does toothpaste belong on pizza?
I'm going to say yes. Hot take.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's not hot takes. It's time for another one of our favorite segments. It is 9:45 and 30 seconds, which means it's time for sweatpants or real pants.
That is correct. How are you dressed this very day?
Oof. Oof. The silence of shame.
Oh, dear. All right.
I will explain. It's sweatpants. But I will explain.
No, Thomas. You cannot limit your answer to just sweatpants. What's on top and what are the color of both of them?
I'm wearing a grout fit.
Full grout.
And I'm wearing a black long sleeve.
That's okay. That's okay. But the grout fit...
No hat, which is usually the biggest sign of defeat for me, but that is only because I got a haircut yesterday.
Looks good.
Thank you. And I'm wearing Timberland boots.
Well, I mean, would it really be you? If you weren't wearing the Timberland boots with sweatpants?
Yes, you're so right.
Now,
but I ended up spending the night at my girlfriend's house last night. I was not planning on it.
Wow.
I know. It was a very exciting night. We watched TV and went to bed at 11:30.
That is very exciting indeed.
It was what day is today?
I have no idea. Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday, Friday. Do you have class on Fridays?
It is Thursday, Friday.
Put it right there. That was not a high five.
That was not a crisp high five, but okay. It was a straight-armed high five over the mixing board.
I did not receive my birthday present because I was gone. So I think after this...
I'm so sorry. You're so
right. I can't believe you didn't send me a crisp high five in the mail.
I have known Sam... Has it been 9 years?
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
Wow.
Since seventh grade.
And we are in 13th grade.
13th, huh?
13th.
No, way more than 13th. Are you sure?
Way more than 13th.
We were in high school.
15th grade.
13th, 14th, 15th, 15th grade.
15th minus 7th.
You put yourself in a corner there.
Wow.
Never do mental math on the air. Yeah, it's 8.
It's 8. Every year, since Sam and I have been close at the very least, I've gotten him for his birthday a crisp high five.
I have asked for one singular thing. And it is the crisp high five. And, I didn't get it this year. You didn't send it in the mail. So,
I did not.
So after this, I will be receiving my crisp high five. Regardless, it is Thursday, Friday. You were saying that you spent the night, and that is why you are dressed like a person who sleeps out in Boston Ave.
I wouldn't go that far. It's a nice sweatshirt.
Okay. You know, it is a nice sweatshirt. All right. I sadly, I am also wearing sweatpants
you
and a sweatshirt.
Hypocritical buffoon.
Here's the thing. This sweatshirt is located directly adjacent to my gray sweatshirt, and I chose to wear blue instead of gray. But I am wearing gray sweatpants. This is why, okay? You know, Thomas, what is the ideal starting time for you of a class? First class of the day.
10:30.
Exactly, right?
Without a
doubt. It's the best class time. So wouldn't the best schedule be one in which you have 10:30s across the board?
Except Fridays.
Sorry, without Friday. That's what I had at the very beginning, right? And through a number of things, I went from having 4 10:30s to having 1 10:30. Because, I switched class. Now I have a 9:30, a 9:30, and I have this 9 a.m.
Oof, brutal.
So my 10:30s have been slowly eradicated. And you know, that's why I'm wearing sweatpants today. It's, you know, it's pretty early.
So while I was looking for insults to call you because you gave me
A
hard time is what I was looking for.
Yes.
Wow, English is not.
I gave
to
you
me.
Shirts about.
and I Googled great insults from the 18th century.
Oh,
to
nice.
Call you.
Okay.
A blunderbuss.
Okay. That one doesn't hurt as much as I thought it would.
A gollumps?
Oh, no, keep going.
A large clumsy fellow.
A large clumsy fellow?
A fellow.
Okay.
A puff guts?
That is too far. Never call a man a puff guts unless you really mean it.
A squire of Alsatia?
Oh my gosh. Do you have any experience with squires of Alsatia?
I do not.
They're the worst. Worst squires in the land. Alsatian squires? I have to tell you, I've been disappointed.
Wow. Alsatian squires.
What was the other one? The plunder guts?
Blunderbuss.
No, the other one. It was a plunder. I think it was a plunder
puff,
guts.
Puffter something.
A puffter stun.
Wow, the short term... Call me Dory, because the short term memory is not there.
I mean, I don't think anyone can remember what that was. But the point is... The squires of Alsatia need to go. That's my new hot take.
Hot take? I think that's a lukewarm take.
Oh, I mean, don't even get me started on the squires of... In Medford.
The Squires of Medford are a noble people.
They are a quite noble people. Nothing to do with the Squires of Somerville. A lot of people confuse them. They actually do completely different things.
Do they? What does the Squire of Alsatia do?
Well, you know, I've put myself on the spot here. That's why you never do mental math. But I will say the Squires of Alsatia participate in typical Alsatian cultural activities, right? For example, the killing of the elephant via chicken.
Via chicken?
Right. What the Squires do is they arrange the chickens in the most lethal position, right? So that's like a 4-4-2.
a phalanx of chickens?
And exactly. And the problem with the Squires of Alsatia is that they often forget the 11th chicken, which leads to an alive elephant, which is completely defeats the whole purpose of the exercise.
So we've solved the number of chickens. It's 11.
Yes, it's 11.
Conveniently, the same number and formation as a soccer field.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
All right. I have one more interesting question for you.
Okay.
In one sentence.
Okay.
How would you sum up the internet?
In the following run-on sentence. how would I sum up the internet? Oh my gosh, this sounds like a question on a test. You know.
What is the internet?
What is the internet? I
and
would say
you cannot give a cop out. It's a connection of servers and web pages.
I could not give that answer if I wanted to. I have no idea what the internet is.
I've been taught what the internet is and don't know.
I don't think, I don't know, it's magic. I actually, last night I said to myself, I was like, wow, I was doing something on the internet. And I was like, there's no way that anyone used to live before this. You know, like.
And I was talking to, one of my professors was, we were watching something and we were talking about, it's a teaching seminar. I mean, and he was telling us about media in classrooms. And he just stopped and looked at his iPad. He goes, this thing is magical.
It actually is.
It really is.
It is magic. It doesn't make any sense. How would I sum up the internet in one sentence? Honestly, that's probably my sentence. How would I sum up the internet in one question?
Yeah.
It's probably like, it's kind of like a meta thing, you know?
Because
I don't know what the internet is, truthfully.
I would call it awesome and magical.
Awesome and depraved.
Awesome as in awe-inspiring for how amazing it can be. The internet can do some amazing things.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the best things on the internet, Wikipedia.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing.
Do you know what I'm most excited for our generation? You know, because I have to be excited about something because climate change is going to kill us all.
Yes.
Which is, I'm most excited for the time when our generation are the professors and Wikipedia is okay to use.
Wikipedia, we had an argument about it.
Super reliable.
Super reliable. They have fact checkers, they have bibliographies, they have experts in the field.
I've had tons of things taken off of Wikipedia. I tried to make my own Wikipedia for a fake holiday. Destroyed immediately.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, I did.
Well, speaking of things that, speaking of nothing, actually, I guess, speaking of climate change.
Oh, dear.
We're going to play ourselves a little PSA here.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires. Or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
That was Stephen Colbert with a...
Yeah, that was Stephen
Colbert. That didn't go where I was expecting.
How recent is that? Is that Late Show Stephen?
That is Late Show... I think that's Late Show Stephen.
How did we get Colbert? We could interview Google. We could cut that apart. I bet you he said enough words that we could splice it together and interview him. You know?
Way more trouble than it's worth. But we're probably going to do it.
All right. That was interesting. I feel like that was the most celebrity... That was pretty celebrity. You know, usually it's like just like some dude, you know, who's like, hi guys, please. I feel like we probably shouldn't be making fun of PSAs, but like,
PSAs are really important, guys, and they're a really important part of freeform public service radio, but public access radio. But
you know, they're always like, "Hi guys, if you really want to do a good thing, then please come over here and do the good thing, please, and then call my number."
You've had better jokes.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is, then we have Colbert.
That is true, but nothing will live up to the latter PSA.
Nothing, literally, quite nothing.
Literally, quite nothing.
But it's gone.
It's gone now. It's no longer on our PSA.
All right, we're gonna do some research this show. Next week we're gonna bring the latter PSA to you.
All right, we're gonna play one more song.
What song?
We're gonna play a song by Paramore.
Oh, I do like this song.
Still into.
You know, I haven't been here for so long that I have a lot of new music that people haven't heard.
A lot of people have heard that song.
Yes, sorry, let me rephrase. A lot of songs that have not been on my playlist.
There we go.
That our listeners have not heard. From us.
There we go.
Coming up next week, Spanish music.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right.
Wow, we're going to do the whole show in Spanish. Get tuned for that. But here now is some Paramore.
Now, DJ Rizzle King, that was the first half of I'm Into You by Paramore. You know why we stopped
it? I've been doing this for
Do you know why we stopped it? Is because there's a curse word in the last half of the song. We don't know where it is. It's kind of like a Willy Wonka's golden ticket of curse words. It changes places every time. It's a dynamic song. First of its kind on Spotify. But, you know, we are coming to the end of our show, and... You know, well, you know, there's one thing that we do at the end of our show.
What might that be?
Well, you know, this is a nice overture that we like to play by the name of William Tell.
There's two overtures that get played on this show.
That's
and
true.
I have to make sure I'm not playing the wrong one, which I almost just did.
Do it. Do which it.
The wrong overture?
Finish the show. Finish him.
This is the wrong overture.
This is indeed the wrong overture, but nevertheless, that has never stopped us before.
No, okay, here we go.
This is the right overture.
This is the right overture. It is. This is. It was such a good show until it suddenly wasn't.
You know what? You have to iron out the kinks a little bit.
We do have to iron out the kinks.
The show's been kind of, you know, was rolled up. You know,
the show was rolled up. It's like you have a poster that's been stored and you need to kind of like flatten it out under some books.
I hate posters. I like them up, but the storage of posters boggles my mind. Literally.
Everyone will have to keep the poster storage mechanisms at the forefront of their brain for the next week. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, Thursdays, 9 a.m.